Yeah, Kumlan about Gemara. We're up to Sechta Tmura, the Tezayin Amid Aleph. So we are learning about the Isha Shkailis, that after Yosef ben Yezid, Isha Shkailis, we first said Isha HaKolboy. Rashi says it means that they are full of Torah, full of Yerushalayim, and full of Gemilu Chasadim. And it stopped. And then it says that 3,000 halachas were forgotten in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the rest of the Torah, they knew exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu. And these halachas, they tried to bring back slowly. And then we hear another pshat. Maybe it means they were flawless. They had no chesedim at all. And we found that a few great people lived after them. Most of them were flawless while they were leaders. So Amar Rabbi Yosef. You know what we mean when we say that after Yosef ben Yezid, there was no more doifi? There was doifi. Doifi shel smicha. We mean the flaw of smicha, the arguments. They didn't have any arguments. Now, how can the Gemara even say that when yesterday we learned when the Gemara said that after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, if somebody was tamei, they had an argument, they followed the Rav. Rav said tamei was tamei, Rav Torah is Torah. So you just said right now that the Deifi Shal Smicha, the very first argument by Eden was smicha, and we had arguments about tumah. So the pasha, the difference is, before, when there was an argument about tumah, the majority said one way, then the minority changed their mind and they agreed with the majority. So there's no longer a machlekes. This is the first time there's a machlekes and nobody budged. They all stayed with their opinion. And that's the problem. Nothing wrong with having different opinions as long as after everyone comes to a consensus. Could that Mishnah, when it lists all the machlekes, and they maintain their rage throughout, over the generations, till Hillel and Shammai. But in that very Mishnah, the very first people who had the machlekes was Yosef ben Yezid Gufim Yifupoli. He himself was involved in that argument. So what he's saying that he was the last people that there was no Deifi. The Gemara says, Ki Iflikbo, when he argued B'Soif Shni at the end of his life, the Botzaliba, when his mind became a little bit weaker than previously. We're talking about the time when they were at the helm, when they were leading. When they were leading, they didn't have any flaws. And they had no arguments. But afterwards, started having machlekes.
The keenness of his mind already diminished.
Okay, same thing, yeah. His sharpness. Gufilis analyzes. 3,000 halachas were forgotten the times of Moshe. They turn around to Yeshua and they said, Sha'al, nu, go ahead and ask the Eibishter. You have a direct line. Go ask the Eibishter where these halachas are. He said, I'm not even going to bother because Leibah Shemaimi. Once the Eibishter gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu and explained to him all the details, that's it. He gave us the framework and now we have to figure out the laws ourselves.
And there was nothing of asking Leibah to me?
That was the next one, asking Lazar. Omra Lishmuel, they said to Shmuel, Sha'al, why don't you ask? So this is now many years later. It seems from here that they still haven't yet recovered, which is hard to understand because according to, we'll see in a minute, I don't understand this part of the talk later. So there's a Shmuel, Sha'al, why don't you ask the questions what exactly they are? These are the mitzvahs that a Novi is not allowed to be mechadish. In other words, for Yeshua, it wasn't a chiddush. He heard all these laws, but they all forgot it. So they asked him, so he said, Lebeshemayim. Shmuel never heard them because he lived many years later. He never heard in the first place. So there he brings another pasuk altogether. That a Navi is not allowed to be mechadish any laws, even though through Shruch HaKedesh, through Navias, talking to Eibishter, he can't do that. Rabbi Yitzchak said, one of the laws that they forgot at that time was not just, we said before, about Tumah. This very law, Chatas Shemesu Ba'aleh, a Chatas, if its owner died. What do you do? Do we bring it up as a carbon on behalf of the person who died, or do we say let it die, or let it wander about? This is one of the laws that was forgotten in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. I guess Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Nobody wanted to think about anybody dying anymore, so the law to do with dying they totally forgot. Amru le Pinchas, they turned around to Pinchas and they said to him, Shaul, you have a direct conduit to the Eibishter. Why don't you maybe ask? 16a. Amalei said to him, Leiba Shemaimi. Again, he also said Leiba Shemaimi. Amalei Lel Ozer, they said to Lel Ozer, Shaul, you should ask through the Uni V'tumim. That's why they asked the Ozer. Amalehem, Eila HaMitzah She'ein Novid Asher L'Chadish Dov Matah. So I'm not sure why Lel Ozer used this pasuk, because he also heard him Chatchili. He should have said Leiba Shemaimi.
Because
Ormatumi probably is the Inyan of Nevius, and therefore, with Mar Megillah, they use this posse for Nevium, that you shouldn't come up with new laws. Maybe that's why I use it. Because with Pinchas, they wanted to talk directly to Eibishter. With the laws, they wanted to talk through the Ormatumi, which is Nevius.
So when the Torah says you've got a difficulty in understanding something, go up to Yerushalayim and get the answer.
From whom?
Sorry, from whoever is in Yerushalayim.
Yeah, from the Sanhedrin.
Correct, exactly. So when the Rebbe Hirshon said that, there was an assumption that the Sanhedrin haven't been through this phase of forgetting the halacha. In other words,
it doesn't matter. We have to figure it out. We have to figure it out. We have to figure it out because we're given the skills, we're given the framework. If you remember, according to Tesis and Shabbos, the Gzeirah Shavah, they weren't told what the Gzeirah Shavahs are. Hakim Mimachal Gzeirah Shavah, if it's from the information of Sinai. They were given a number, and then they had to figure out what the Gzeirah Shavah was. He said to Yeshua, ask me any question you want. I'm about to leave this world. I'm still a neshama and a goof. Ask me any question. Yeshua said to him, you think I forgot anything? Did I leave you one moment alone? That I get go anywhere else? You wrote yourself about me. I never left you. I don't need your help. Moshe was very upset. Moshe was very upset that Yeshua suddenly felt that he was redundant. Nobody needs him anymore. Or he was upset that Yeshua didn't have the humility that he should have had. Immediately, Yeshua forgot 300 halachas as a punishment. And then another 700, he was not 100% sure what Moshe said. All the Eden wanted to kill him. So Moshe Ben just passed away. They were upset with him. You brought it on yourself. The Eibush said to him, "Loi malach, to tell you, Efshala, I can't. Why? Because Treila b'shemayim. I can no longer tell you the halachas. So you know what we got to do? But he didn't want to kill you. Lech v'tard mukhaba, keep them busy with a war. This is historically. Every time there was unemployment, it was very high. What did the governments do? They went to war. Kept everybody busy. Germany, all the countries, Russia. So that's what he did here. Let's get them to war. It's time to get ready. We're going to into Israel and get organized. So yesterday we learned 3,000 halachas. Here we're learning 1,000 halachas. 300 definitely we forgot. 700 sveikas. Here, but Masnita Tana, another brayse we learned. The Masnita Tana, Elef v'sheva meis, 1,700. Kalim v'chamboidim, kal v'chamers. The Gzeirah Shavas, the Digduki Seifrim. The Digduki Seifrim, Rashi says, is Rabbeinu Gershom, that there are a lot of Mishnah starts. There's 5, there's 13, there's 12, there's 4 of us. And they can give you numbers. This is how they remember. You remember by giving us a number. So therefore, all these things Nishtaku b'mei Avelus Shemesha. They've forgotten the times of the Avelus Shemesha. Whether these are separate things, so all up there's a lot more than 3,000. You know, or this is just the same ones and they're arguing how many there were, or the different grades of forgetting, it's not 100% clear.
When you say that there's a Sanhedrin, so the Sanhedrin works by the rule that after Rabbi Nahatis, right? No. Because we bring a problem and they take a vote and they say everybody.
No.
What we're talking about here is that it's as though there is the Sanhedrin, but the minority refuses to accept it.
The Sanhedrin didn't know either. They knew there was a law. Whenever the Sanhedrin is, they have an argument about a law. Here, they knew Mephedish Moshe Rabbeinu told them what the law was. They just can't remember if he said yes or no. So, what's the Sanhedrin going
to
do? Sorry? Yeah, but they want to try to remember what Moshe Rabbeinu said. And there's no Sanhedrin in those days then. Who said the Sanhedrin then for that thing? Lichos HaGozes was based on Migdash. In the Mishkan. Here now, they're in Israel in the first 400 years. Who said that the Sanhedrin is sitting by Mishkan Shiloh or by Naiv? We don't find that. He has 10 people there he had brought with him.
But
he was the person.
But what did we do when he argued with him? Was that a
Sanhedrin? We're talking about Denver. You're talking about the roots. It's two things.
The thing is
Boaz paskened. Boaz was not Shafet, and he paskened. He's all a paskin, and he brought 10 people with him to make a Sanhedrin with him. He was the Pesach.
And come to the conclusion that it's...
That was Muta. Yeah. Shnema, Asniel Beknaz, he is the one who brought back Mitoich Pulpulei. hard to understand then if Gzeidah Shavas is one of the things they forgot, how does a pilpul bring back Gzeidah Shavas? But if you learn like the Shita Tesis that the Gzeidah Shavas were never given to them, they were just given the number. There's so many Gzeidah Shavas in the whole Tate. Now you work it out, so then through the pilpul, you're able to bring it back. Shemar it says, Vayilkato Osnil Beknaz Achi Kolev, that Osnil Beknaz captured, conquered the brother of Kolev, Vayitnle is Achse Bitali Isha, and he gave to his brother Asnil. Kolev was Asnil's brother, older brother. He gave Asnil his daughter Achsa as a wife. So his brother became a son-in-law. But no manikishma Achsa. Why was Kolev's daughter called Achsa? She called Royisa Koisli. Whoever saw her got so angry at his wife because she was such a pretty woman. If you remember when that Miriam herself was a very ugly woman, nobody wanted to marry her. Only Kolev, Magnusaita said, only Kolev ended up marrying her. And then Abisha, then after it turned out, you know, she called an Azuva. Can you imagine? Couldn't get better yichas than her, and she couldn't find a shidduch. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, and then after Kolev married her, she became pretty again, and had a very pretty daughter. Well, that's true. That is true. So Kolev is a kaiz alishtei. Now there is a. If you remember, we had a shita in Ksuvis in the second paragraph. We had a shita there by Edim Mepihevel and Piksavim. So there's a whole discussion there. If the Edim are allowed, Machlekes Rashi Tosfos and Shonim, if an Edim, let's say, are allowed to write down, and then when they look at it, they read it and they come to Bezin. They're not going to read from the paper. They're going to say what they remember. But this triggered their memory. Is that called Meter Ksav? In other words, when they read in the paper, do we say they're not remembering, they're just reading what they wrote here? Or do we say that this triggers a memory that when they, that suddenly, oh, so when Asnil Meknaz came and brought back the Ripuli, what's Pshat? Is the Pshat is that he came up with new ideas and that's it? Or the Pshat is through his Pilpul, they all said, ah, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. That's L'cheder what he did over there. Hechziran means he brought it back to where it was originally. Not that he came up with new ideas, because then we just said before, you know, Chadish, it's not Chiddush. Hechzirin sounds like that he, through his pupil, said that Moshe Rabbeinu must have said yes, and then all the leaders said, oh, you're taka right, that's what he said. That's what he said.
Right? In other words, he must have been around at that point in time, because he remembered.
Kolev. Kolev was there. Yeshua was there. They were all there. Asnil Beknaz, that's all the same generation. Pinchas was there. Yesterday we learned that all these 83-year-olds came from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. They're all, and there are a lot of them. So obviously people lived to ripe old age in those days. So when she came, that's Achsa, went, and so Asniel convinced his wife to go ask her father some land. They were very poor. And she shouted from the donkey. My Batista, she shouted. She said to her father when she went to the donkey, she used it to symbolize Mas Chamor, just like his donkey. He has no food in his trough. Miyad Soyeg, the donkey immediately screams, Kach Isha, a woman. She has no food at home. Miyad Soyekis. Sorry? Yeah, but here it means, yeah, here with Taichin, Tisra means screaming, shouting.
Rashi,
Vatisnach, Loshen Tzvocha Tzoekes. She is shouting. So right away I'm shouting. And she said, Tnoli Brocha. She said to father, give me a Brocha. Ki Edetz HaNegev Nosatoni. You gave me a land, a dry area. You gave me a bais, a house. Shemenugiv Mikol Teiva. That's missing all good. In other words, you gave me a big Talmud Chochem as a husband. But he's poor. He's a pauper. We don't have what to eat. Li, and you gave me goyles mayim, you gave me springs of water, all you gave me is a man, a big time chacham, but how am I going to live? So she had kindness to the father for giving her a big time chacham, her uncle, and not giving any food. And Kolev had plenty of land because he was given special land in Yisrael. He gave her a goyles aliyas was goyles here, the springs above and the springs below. Amla, symbolic, he said to her, me, somebody, shekol rozei oilam, el yoini v'tachtenim, shaloi, somebody who all the secrets of above and below are his, yivakish mimenu mezainis. There's two ways of learning, question mark or a statement. Yivakish mimenu is a statement, so he's such a tzaddik, you ask him for food, he'll organize you straight away. That's how Rashi learns. He says, you know, because it says, he'll, through his chusim, he'll bring it. Or, the guy is so mufshit from Amhaza, who needs food? You know, he's kochlich nechon yonim. Sorry? Okay. It's a little bit. Exactly. Says the Gemara. In other words, appreciate what you got. You got such a talmud chacham for a husband. What are you complaining about? Says the Gemara, Kolev ben Yefuna. But since Kolev was a brother of Osniel, and Osniel's father was Kenaz, the Kolev ben Kenazu, but the Kolev ben Yefuna, even Kolev's on Yefuna. The Gemara says, my Yefuna, Shapona Matzas Meragni. Yefuna just is a nickname that he turned away from the advice of the Meraglim. So the Gemara, Akati ben Kenazu, he still had the son of Kenazu. Ben Chetzinu says the pasuk, the son of Chetzin. See, the Kolev ben Chetzin hoiled Azuva. The Kolev ben Chetzin gave birth to Azuva, and Azuva was actually his wife, Miriam. But because he took care of her, nobody wanted to take care of her. She was like forsaken by everybody. So he called her Azuva, the forsaken one. Oh, my Rav, Rav Churga de Knaz, who was a step, he was a half brother of Knaz. Something like Churga is a step brother or half brother of Knaz. He was a half brother because Kola's mother married Knaz. Kola's father was Chetzin, and his mother married Knaz, and therefore they shared the same father, the same mother. Tanri learned who was Sneel, who was a Sneel. His name was a Sneel. Who Yaivitz is also known sometimes as Yaivitz. Oh, but real's name was Mashmoy. What's his name? His name was Yehuda Achi Shimon Shmoy. Yehuda, the brother of Shimon, like says Tanakh in the beginning of Yeshua, that Yehuda said to Shimon, let's go in and wage a war. A Sneel. So why was he called a Sneel? She'anu She'anu Kael, the Abish to answer whatever he wanted. And that's what Kolev meant when he said to his wife, go talk to him. He has, you know, he has everything in his back pocket. The Abish to answer whatever he wants, as we'll soon see. Yaivitz, why is it called Yaivitz? She yachts, the word Yaivitz and the word yachts, and the basis for rebates, Toyota B'Yisrael. He advised and he proliferated Toyota throughout the Eden, or promulgated Toyota throughout the Eden. Uminola and Sha'onu Kel, I know that whatever he asked, the Abish answered. The Cleaver says, but you could Yaivitz, okay, so Yaivitz and Abish, the Lame are the following. If you give me a bracha, the basis is Gwili, you'll extend my boundaries. Vahoysa Yadcha, Imadi, you'll be with me. Vahasa Lemeirasi, and you will make sure that I don't have any ill. The Bulti Atzovi, I don't get depressed. We'll soon see what each one reads, what he's asking for. Vayovi Elikim Esash Hashon. The Abish brought everything that he asked. This is what he asked for, his two opinions. Give me a bracha that I should be successful in Torah. Give me a bracha, I should have lots of students. I will need your help. What do I need help for? I learn, but I forget. Give me a bracha, I don't forget. Make sure that I have nothing evil befalls me. So he ties also from the word rei of friends. She is damnuli reim kamoisi. I would like to socialize with people like me who have an interest in learning Torah. The bilti atzavi. I don't want to be depressed. What do you mean? Shalei sagiveni yetsahara malicious. I don't want the yetsahara to tempt me to stop learning. Imato isekei muti. Do that. Fine. Vim lav. If not, harein yehoylich l'nasisi l'shoil. I will go to my grave. Miyad immediately. Vayovi elakim. The Eibishter came along. And Sasha Shol, Lakim Sasha Shol, brought everything that he asked for. Similarly, after Emir, it says a pasuk, Rosh v'ish takosim. A Rosh is a very poor man, and ish takosim is an average person. Nivkeshuv, they meet together. Meir einei shneim Hashem. The Eibish will illuminate the eyes of both of them. What does that mean? What's a poor person? What do you mean poor? In what way? Financially, and an average person. What do you mean? Not financially? Nay. Bishar, a poor person means a Talmud. Doesn't know anything. He needs to learn. An average person is somebody who can learn, but not, he doesn't know everything. It actually says he knows two or three Dorim out of the six Dorim Mishnais. Bishar, a Talmud, hoylichetza rabbi. When a Talmud goes to his Rebbe, so the poor man goes to the middle, that's an average person. They need Taita. It comes from here, it seems from here, the Gemara here, that an average person has to know at least two Dorim of Mishnais and Gemara. Noshim and Zikin or Noshim and Zerayim, whatever it is, you have to know at least two Sdorim to be considered average. Beinini. Rashi says here, Loshin, interesting Loshin. Ish Takov, Rashi says, Beinini is average. Yadeh, Shnei Sdorim, Oish Loisha. I'm not sure if that's Loisha. Anyway, Shemusmir Beinini. We call him, okay, the other Gesoys, but our Rashi says, Shemusmir Beinini. He's the guy that we're going to label a Beinini. So this is what we expect from an average Yid to know at least two Sdorim of Shas. Okay, and the Talmud goes over and says, teach me.
Which is that particular Talmud you never say that?
I don't know that, but if, yeah.
That's part of the thing what Rebbe did.
It's true, yeah. Imelamda, if he teaches a maiden shneim avai, they both gain from it. They'll both gain from it, because even the Rav needs to learn more as well. Sounds to me, but if you know the whole Shas, then you don't have to really teach, because you know everything already. So it sounds like, Vimelam, but if not, Osher, you know what's going to happen? Oshi v'rosh nivgan, another pasuk, a rich man and a poor man will meet. Oise kulam Hashem. Hashem made them all. He made the guy rich, he made the guy poor. So we teach. Misha osu chochem lezeh, oise tipish. The guy who was a chacham, if you know how to learn Torah, you refuse to teach others, eventually you're going to learn wrong pshat and you learn everything wrong. You become a tippish. And tippish, lezeh, oh, he says a chacham. And the guy who wanted to learn, but Nebuch he didn't have, he'll make him a chacham. The Maram Shif, Zum Misham Nasan, Maram Shif writes, just like it says in the Gemara, and a Yuma that Hillel says, I'm going to be mechayiv all the anim. If any ani comes to Shemayim, they want you to learn Torah. So the poor man, I didn't have time. Hillel, I was nobody poorer than Hillel, and look what came Hillel. Then a rich person, Rabbi Lezer Mechasses, is going to, you know, he was such a rich man, he owned 1,000 cities and 1,000 ships, and he learned Torah the whole time. Says Madame Schiffer, if anybody goes to Shemayim and say, he'll say, why didn't you learn? Said, I was a tippish. What a tippish! There's nobody more of a tippish than Madame Schiffer, look what he wrote. That's what he said about himself. So the tippish can become a chacham if you work hard. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, no, we're talking about financial. Rabbi Nasi says, this is what he said. He says, a different bracha altogether. But Peter, believe you, give me children, but basically, will be bunny, but a lot of children, not just Peter, not just Peru. I'm going to give me a panos as well so I can feed them. Make sure that I'm healthy. I don't have any cupvated, no migraines, or make and earaches, make and eye aches. At the same time, I want to learn Torah as well. I don't to stop the Yitzhahara from stopping to learn. Then, I'm going to go straight to get to my caver. The same thing that will bring you talking differently. Took him differently. Rush we each tagwachim because you made in Hashem. Eventually, illuminate both eyes. The shosh on your head reads about the bais. The poor man goes to the bais. One of the partners saying, "He feed me." We're talking about money now. He says, "Give me tzedakah." Im the partner says, "The rich man gives him tzedakah." Mutiv, great. The imlav, if not, you know what's going to happen? Chas v'shalom. Osher v'rosh nivgushu that these osher and the rich and the poor are going to meet. Oyse kulum Hashem. Hashem made them all. He made this guy rich, made this guy poor. You know what's going to happen? Misha also usher lezeh, oyse ani. The guy used to be rich. You don't give zakah. It's my money. I'm giving you it as a pekud and give it out. You don't give it out, you'll become poor. And ani lezeh, oyse usher. And this poor man will become the rich man. Yeah, we're talking here not about rich. We're talking about even actually by a middle, an average person, not a rich person. You have to give zakah. Back to our Mishnah, we find that all that just like 3 out of the 5 are definitely of the 5 chatois and mesa, the chatois that die, definitely are only shaykh to a yachid, not to a tzibur. So the other two, which are shaykh to a tzibur as well, like over a year old, is also going to what he called is only applies to a yachid, not to a tzibur. Argues Rabbi Yehuda. The 5 chatois that you let to die, vlad chatos, you set aside an animal and then it gave and set aside the chatos and then it became pregnant and it gave birth. Utmuris chatos, or the exchange of a chatos can only apply to a yachid, and the vlad only can apply to a yachid wife, because all chatois of communal are all females, are all males, so it's not shy to have a vlad. And the chatas shemesa baleh, and it can't be a chatas that the owner died because ain't tzibur mes, a tzibur doesn't die. But the other two, the chatas shechibra baleh was atoned, which could happen also by tzibur, the animal got lost and then you brought it back. The chatas sheibrish nasa, or a chatas over a year old, you cannot say vlad chatas b'tzibur, fish ain't chatas in the cave b'tzibur. So before, there's no girl, there's no female by tzibur. So 3 of them you can't say by tzibur. Definitely he's talking relegated only to a yachid. You cannot say the swap of a chatas by a communal, the fish ain't tzibur as tzibur. We know it says who it says korbanoi, and so therefore it's only a yachid could do it. You cannot say also this case of a dying lefishi. So the other two, shekiper bala, where you lost the animal, you brought another one, then you recovered the original one, and sheiblish nasa, when the animal is over a year old. Both of these cases are applicable by a case of a tibur. Nevertheless, lematzinu cannot be. Why? Because since 3 don't apply, the other 2 won't. Yachol yinoyges ben yachol tibur amrit yilmaid stoyim mefeidish. We're going to learn those which are stamped from this is written. Ma mefeidish be yachol, just like the mefeidish, the 3 over there. Vlad and Tmurasa and Shemesh Baalah can only be limited to a case of a Yachid or Tzibur. After Shekiper Baalah or Sheivish Nasa, the other 2 cases must be Yachid. Only by Yachid. So Yahweh is a Yehuda. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? We have a rule. The Chidonin Efshem Mishii Efshem. Do you learn? The reason why those 3 don't apply to Tzibur is not because halachically they don't apply to Tzibur. The Matthias can't be. You can't have a case of a Vlad. It just doesn't exist. You can't have a case of a tumura because you can't do a tumura by a tzibur, and you can't have a case of a mesa by a leg. Tzibur doesn't die. So you can't learn halacha where it's shaykh to be by those 2 that from the other 3. But Gemara, how can you learn efshe mishi efshe? There's one gives the Gemara, Rab Shimon b'chad mokum gomlem. Shimon holds you could learn. We actually had a machlekes a few times, if you can learn menachah in other places. But Amar Ish Lakish, the Gemara said, Ish Lakish says, interesting. Abor nitna lehem. The Hamidim al Chamish. Moshe Rabbeinu only told them four out of the five. They couldn't remember which four are the ones that had to die. So they were machmir, they decided that all five should die. The East al Kadat, and they know for sure it's only a Yachid and a Tibur. Because since four out of five, and definitely you can't have four in a Tibur. There's only two that are Shaykh in a Tibur. So therefore, the East al Kadat, Hanach, Mi Isnu, Tibur, out of the five, only two are Shaykh. So when we knew that Moshe Rabbeinu said four, we knew that it had to be in one of them. Therefore, we have no better but to learn Stoyma Feidish. Rashi adds that they forgot not only if it's four or five, they also couldn't remember with Tzibur Yachid. They knew he said one thing, he couldn't remember what. So therefore, as soon as they realized that four cannot be Shaykh by Tzibur, it had to be a Yachid, and then they just machmir. No, all five will be Mesa. That's his version. Rab Nosson says, no, Achas Nitnulem. He actually only remembered one. He only told them one, but they couldn't remember which one. They couldn't remember which one. Then we do al chamish. So he told them one of them is misa, the other four. You let what? Lydia, you wonder about the contract, the moon. So they decided that all five, because they couldn't remember. So before the one has a chance to say anything, but ask the question of lechze b'hai sidrig middlehu. Why don't they remember? Why don't they say, okay, this one that he told us was like from the group of three or the group of two? The group of three is only applicable to Yachid. The group of two is over Shnosa, you know, over a year old. Or what do you call it? Or a Kippur Baaleh is called the group of two, which is Shai by both. Why don't they first work with that way? And then once they work out which group it is, what Moshe Rabbeinu told them, then they'll figure out the rest. Says Gemara, Ibe Yachid B'tzibur. Says Gemara, you're right. Shtei Shikri Shochu. The Taka forgot both things. They forgot which group it was, and they forgot what it was. The Kashalom. So therefore, the Yisal Kedatoch. And if you're going to say, B'tzibur Hanoch, Mi'isle B'tzibur, since they were Machman and all five of them couldn't remember, but you couldn't do all five in a Tzibur. Only two. So therefore, since some of them definitely only shared to Yochid not a Tzibur, they decided that all five will be machman only Yochid not by Tzibur. Next Mishnah. So we learn the difference between a Yochid and a Tzibur. Now we're going to say there's a difference between Kachim and Tmura. There are certain laws by Kachim that are stricter than Tmura, and there are certain laws by Tmura that are stricter than Kachim. What's stricter by Kachim than Tmura? Hakachim by Tmura, the original animal, let's say you designated, you consecrated animal A, you can now make a swap to animal B. Oh, but they tmura is tmura. We learned before, Vahayahu utmura se yekadish. It stops right there. And if B cannot make a C. We had a machlekes if A can make another one, but B definitely cannot make a C. Hatzibur, we also learned before, previously, Hatzibur, a community, Vahashut, no partners, Magdish, and they can make Magdish the original animal. Avaloy Mamidi, because that's Loyamid, it says in singular, and so on and so forth. Or we learned from Isabem, Avaloy Mamidin. You cannot make Tamura if it's more than one person. Ub Magdish and Ubrin Veivorim, you can be Magdish the Uber, and we had a Machlekes after the Uber was on the woman, not, but Veivorim, and you can be Magdish the limbs of an animal, and then we said that the limb spreads throughout the entire animal, according to one opinion, or at least if it's Avish Hanashamas Luiba. Avaloi Mamidi, but you cannot make Tamura on an Aver. You cannot make Tamura on an Uber. You cannot say that the Uber and the animal should be swapped to something else, or the Aver, this limb of the animal should be swapped to something else. Or the other way around, we'll say Chaimib by Tamura Kachim. There's a Chumra by Tamura over Kachim. So what's a Chumra Tamura Kachim? Shagdusha Chola Balas Amun Kvua. Number one is by Kachim, if the animal already had a mum and you make it, you consecrate it, it's only Kedusha's Domim. Only its value is Kedush. It itself is not Kedush. But by Tamura, we said Rabbe Toiv Toiv Ra. Either way, it goes, even if it's blemished, it now becomes consecrated if it's coming from an original animal that was consecrated. That's number one. Number two, Vein Yoytze L'chulin, Ligzaiz V'le Oved. When it comes to Kachim, if it has a moon, you buy it from Kachim and they're happy for you to they'll let you do it. Once you buy it, you can do whatever you want with it because they're happy, they want to charge a premium price. But when it comes to Tamura, even though it has a moon, you cannot go ahead and shear it and work with it. You can only eat it, you cannot sell in the marketplace and so on. Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yudah says, other differences, also Shege, Kemeze, B'tmura, another Chumri is, by a Tmura, if you did something, B'Shege, we'll see later in the Gemara what the case is. You know, you wanted a black animal, and you by mistake what came out of your mouth was a white animal, and the white animal walked out, so then by Kachim we say, Hegdish, B'Tos is not Hegdish. But by Tmura, even though it's a Shege, it becomes Kedush. If you said the wrong thing, you didn't intend to do it, then, or you said the wrong carbon, you wanted oil, and you said shlamim by mekdashin. Hegdish tos is not hegdish according to halacha, even though it's a machlekes. Rabbi Lazar says, and we had this previously as well, haklayim, if an animal is born klayim, or trefa, which can always happen later. V'hayotze dofen, or an animal is born through cesarean, which definitely happened from the beginning. Or tumtum nadaregne, these are all things that happened from the outset, loy kedosh or loy magdishin, they cannot become kedosh, nor can they be magdish, in other words, you cannot use them for tamura on the receiving end, or on the giving end. And Mara explains. I think Mara, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the svar Rabbi Yehuda? Amakro. I said we're learning a little bit further. It says in the pasuk. My time. What's svar Rabbi Yehuda? Amakro. It says in the pasuk. Yihye kodesh. It says in the pasuk. V'ha Yehu t'marasa. Yihye kodesh. What do you mean? Yihye come to include. What's it coming to include? The rabbis shegig kemezid. That even if you did it b'shegig, it's included as well as if you became consecrated. Heichi domi shegig kemezid. What's an example of you did something b'shegig? Omar Chizke says, Kesavur, for example, you thought Shehu Mutter Lohamir. A lot of Gesayis in the Gemara, it's a little complicated, right? He thought Shehu Mutter Lohamir. You thought that it was permitted to make this swap. I thought Hapi Alochi allowed to. And you didn't know that it's an Avera. It's God by Tamura Lucky. By Tamura, that's not an excuse. You will still get Malkus, because it says, regardless, you're liable. That by kachim you don't get malchus unless you did, you know, by malchus you only get kachim malchus if you were warned, and it's asra. So how can you walk around thinking I thought it was mutter when somebody warned you? You're gonna get malchus for this. Sorry.
Is it
the machleik is there? The grusel chal nachal.
So what's how do you
get malchus? By kachim. What's the shegi by kachim?
You thought tumura is permissible.
Oh, yeah, but then you're mechalev. Let's say you know you're not be moyo. You set aside the animal. You didn't realize that whatever you did. And I guess you're mechalev or something.
Well, so this tumura you had boiling down to the tumura and you went ahead with it. And then he was mechalev because he thought you were allowed to be mechalev.
No, let's say you were makdish shabal mum. We learned you're not be makdish shabal mum. So let's say you made a hegemon you thought you're allowed to, for example.
And then what happened?
You get malchus for that. If you're malchus, you get five. We learned before, you get five malchus. And if you shecht it for bringing the blood and that. So yeah, you don't get malchus. Because you thought you're allowed to. That's exactly what we're saying. But tumura, you don't. That's exactly what we're saying here. When Yeh tells you, how can you be a shegi with hasra? So we're saying by tumura, even though there's no warning, there's no hasra, and you thought it's permitted, you can get malchus for it. So lo yomir, you're not allowed to. But by kachim, if you makdish an animal, balmum, you don't get malchus. That's amazing. So there's a chumra by tumura, exactly that, by shegi, you get malchus, which is a rare thing. Where else do you get malchus by shegi? And here you do, because the whole thing is tumura. Lishnachrin, another way of learning it, another lashon is gabi tmura kodesh. By tmura, it becomes holy. Gabi kachim loy kodesh. By kachim, if you didn't realize what you were doing, it doesn't become kodesh. If you thought you're allowed to, so you never intended to be makdish. You thought you're allowed to be makdish about mum. Yeah, and if you'd have known, you'd allowed to be makdish about mum, you wouldn't have done it. So then, it doesn't become kodesh. The whole thing is a mistake. By saying by tmura, if you thought you're allowed to, it still becomes kodesh. Now, according to this lashon, you're not going to get malchus for it because it is a shaygig, but the kedusha is still there. Okay, so it's two lashonis. The shlokish Rabbi Yechonam, they give another explanation. One mishaygi meizi kasav v'loyme. You wanted to say tmuras oile. You wanted to say that the tmura of this animal should be. I wanted the oile that I have sitting in my barn, that this animal should be swapped for that. But v'amen instead, it came out tmura shlami. He said the wrong thing. He said tmura shlami. And therefore, by tumura it'll be chal, but by kachim, if you said I want an oilim, and so you wanted a shlamim, you want an oilim, you said shlamim, it's not kaddish. By tumura shlamim kachim like kaddish. By tumura shlamim will be kaddish, even though you said the wrong thing, because it says yeah, all inclusive. Or by kachim, if you made a mistake, it's not kaddish. Another example is shnachrina kesav loy meshachar v'amalavan. You wanted to say the black animal that comes out, I want to use that as a carbon or as a tumura. But by mistake, he said white, and what happened was that the white animal walked out. Is God by tumura lucky? By tumura, that's what you said. Who cares what you thought? But that's what you said. It says, yeah, it's all inclusive. You said white, and a white came out, so you get malchus. This was deliberate. By kachim, you won't get malchus. In Nochmer, it's a hegemitos. and maybe it's not even Kedush. Rabbi Yechonam, another example. But let's say you said Teitzezu v'tichonezu. You had already an original animal that was Kedush. It was not a Balmum. And we learned you cannot be Poyda an animal which is not a Balmum. You can only do a Tumura. Tumura is the original animal stays Kedush, and you transfer the Kedusha to another animal. But if the original animal has no Mum, you cannot be Poyda. But this guy didn't know that. And Ba'im, he says, Teitzezu v'tichonezu. I want my original animal. This is inferior to the quality of this animal here. So I want that one there to become Chulin. And I want this one to take his place. He's got bekotchim. Okay, so therefore we say that by tumura you'll be still over, right? So you know, even though it was unintentional, you didn't really want tumura. You wanted to be poida. You thought that this animal could be a substitute. Nevertheless, by tumura you'll get malchus. And got bekotchim shnoi behemum nechol opinion lock. If you thought. By Tumura, you thought that animal loses Kedusha, will be swapped for here. I don't care what you thought, you'll get Malkus because you deserve Tumura. But by Kachim, you thought if the animal has a Mum, I can eat it, and as Chulin, I'll bring another animal afterwards. You didn't realize you need a pigeon. For that, you don't get Malkus. That's like Oyma Mutti, thought it's Mutter. And Gabi Tumura Lucky, by Tumura, you get Malkus. Rav Sheish Rama, but Oyma, these are all examples of Shaygig and Mesid. Rav Sheish says, but Oyma, the Chonis Labayezev, Agdish. He says, I'll walk into this house and I will make Hegdish, the Ome, Bedaiti, and I'll be make Tumura, the Nichnis, he went in, the Higdish, he was Magdish, the Heme, but his name is Shalom Bedaiti. What is Shalom Bedaiti? He said things before he went in, he planned to do it. But then when he went in the house, he started waffling. He didn't know what he was saying. Rashi says an interesting lashon: "Bal machshavasu." I denker, you know, he's a, yeah, and he's thinking words come out of his mouth without even thinking what he's saying. He's coming out because he said this before. You know, he thought about it before he went to the house. But now just coming out is bal machshavas. So bal machshavas is a chesaron. Things come out of his mouth. He has no idea what he's saying. He's a trachter. And I said, a Baal Machshav is someone who has no idea what's coming out of his mouth. So, by the Tumura Lucky, by Tumura you get Malkus of the year. By Kachim Lucky, by Kachim you don't get Malkus. Stop here.